This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, you're welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi, and today it's another review of The Penthouse War in Life Season 3, and this is Episode 5. Wow. Since the last episode being Episode 4, they've brought back the tension, the stress, the thrills, the suspense, and it didn't stop at Episode 4. Episode 5 is more intense. We got to see that Oh Yeon-hee is really dead, but I don't want to believe she's dead. I'm just trying to give myself hope that maybe Jude and Tae and his men did something, changed Oh Yeon-hee's face, you know, with what he did in Episode 1 when he went to kill Logan Lee just to threaten, change Oh Yeon-hee's face just to threaten Jenny's dad, that's Yoon-pil, I keep forgetting his name, in order for him not to reveal his secret that he killed that lady, Hae-in's real mom. So I'm just giving myself hope. And even towards the end, when an anonymous person called Dr. Ha Yun-chun to go save someone, so I hope that person he's going to save is Oh Yeon-hee. I don't even want to believe Oh Yeon-hee is dead. What are they going to act if Oh Yeon-hee is dead? I'm telling you, because she's one of the main independent, strong-willed character in this series, Penthouse. I know we're all watching Penthouse for Jude and Tae. That's why the writers don't want to kill him off easily, because without Jude and Tae, there won't be Penthouse. Without Jude and Tae and Sojin, the two monsters. And I'm so disappointed in Sojin. I thought she actually changed for the better after everything she's been through in the hands of Jude and Tae. And Oh Yeon-hee risked her life to save her daughter Eun-bae, and she was there in the vehicle. I owe you my life, Oh Yeon-hee. I owe you this, whatever you want me to do. And when she got to the scene, they didn't show this earlier, they showed it towards the end when she was rehearsing her opera singing. We found out that she actually killed Oh Yeon-hee, or rather, if Oh Yeon-hee is dead, she actually tried murdering, killing Oh Yeon-hee. She got to the murder scene, brought out her daughter. When she got to the scene, she brought out Eun-bae from the car, and instead of her helping Oh Yeon-hee, she started getting flashbacks, you know, remembering things that have transpired between two of them. We all know that they both have bad blood right from high school, their competition singing, fighting for Yoon-chul, just bad blood and things that have happened between them. Now they are adults. I genuinely thought Sojin has changed. Like, I knew she was still, you know, power-willed, like power-greedy, success-hungry, but I didn't know she would go this far to kill Oh Yeon-hee. And I realized, after watching it, I realized why she killed Oh Yeon-hee, because with Oh Yeon-hee gone, she gets Oh Yeon-hee's share of the company, and now she'll be fully in charge of the Chaesong Art Center. But I'm so disappointed in her. Before, in Episode 4, during my Episode 4 review, I said Jude and Tae is beyond saving and beyond help. Right now, Sojin has just joined. This lady is beyond help. She's beyond saving. I actually feel bad, disappointed at myself that I felt bad for her in Season 2 when she and Jude and Tae got together. Jude and Tae was abusing her and everything. Like, I feel so bad for, like, having sympathy or empathy towards her. she's a monster, she's the real devil. And those other penthouse couple, Kaojin and his wife, like, they really said it, that they are more scared of Sojin than Judante, because this lady can do and undo. And Judante was actually surprised when he found out Sojin has bought Oyeonhee's share. Like, how did she know Oyeonhee died, or Oyeonhee was going to die? Like, Judante was surprised, but he didn't really think about it like that. He didn't really think of it, because in his mind he's already winning and everything. Now let's talk about Mr. Beck. That's with Judante. Everyone in Penthouse is powered, like, they are greedy. I just hope he doesn't try, you know, using Shim Serum. And I don't think Shim Serum can be used, because the lady is calm and smart, even if sometimes she comes up as, you know, being dull and slow. She's smart. I blame her. I can't blame her for Oyeonhee's death, but it's not her fault. Why would she leave Sojin, you know, when they got to a place where they met the police officers? Sojin took the car to look for Oyeonhee and her daughter Eunbae. Why would she leave Sojin alone? But it's not her fault, and I take that back, because at that moment I was feeling, why is Shim Serum flow? Why? What is happening? But she's smart, and Mr. Beck, the real Judante, should not just try her. Should not try her, because if he does, he's going to end up terribly. He should just focus on getting his name back and getting his world from Judante, the fake Judante, and the real Mr. Beck. That's what he should focus on, because you guys saw that episode where he went to visit Shim Serum and he purposely, intentionally spilled tea on his hand and asked for the restroom. Instead of him to head straight to the restroom, he began searching someone's bedroom. I don't understand how people in this Penthouse series think. You go into someone's home and you search, and he saw the $10 billion $10 billion check Oyeonhee gifted to Shim Serum. Like, she kept it inside the book she gifted to Shim Serum. I don't know if Shim Serum has seen it, or she has. I don't know what the writers are trying to hide from us, or the suspense they are keeping us in. But episode 5 is, woo, it's marvelous. Like, it's more intense, like, very intense. And I feel episode 6 and subsequent episodes will be more intense than this. Okay, let's talk about the Penthouse kids. Nothing much going on with them. They are Bayrona, still in shock. Her mom is gone. Seokjun is being the nice boy he is. Like, I love Seokjun character development. And Seokjun, yeah, got into a heated argument with Shim Serum and her brother. No, she's annoying, and it pains me that she's Shim Serum's real daughter. Well, Shim Serum disowned her and sent her out of the house, and she's headed to meet Judante, her doom. Let's see what happens with her, Judante, and everyone in episode 6. I can't wait to see who Dr. Oha is actually treating. I'm so hyped for episode 6. Today is Sunday. I'm reviewing this on a Sunday. And the next episode is on Friday. I can't wait for it. So thank you all for listening to this amazing episode. And let me know what you think about episode 5 of Penthouse. I know it's good. I know it's like the Penthouse family, the Penthouse crew, writer, director, everyone involved, they don't let us down. They keep raising the bar, setting the standard, the bar very high. So, like, I'm always in for a ride whenever a new episode airs. So I enjoyed every bit of it. So let me know what you think about it in the description. No, not description. The comment section, wherever you're listening. wherever you're listening from. And don't forget to like, share my podcast with your friends, family, loved ones, love of K-dramas. Follow me on Instagram on at @KDramaTime with Vinve. I'll put it in the description box. And my personal Instagram page is Vinve_. I will also put it in the description box. So do have a lovely weekend. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.